send himself to twist facts. He won't argue against established facts that are undisputable. And so he will rather latch on the issues which that do not do with the facts. Do you notice that throughout this exercise, Aaron Asiedu Entry has been unable to tell you that he is in possession of any document from the IMF which they are all relying on, which says that Gold Board has made a loss? Did you notice that he never did that?
Aaron does not speak for Afenyo Markets, so makes his point in his own right.
He's defending the position of Afenyo Markets. That's why he's here. Do you notice that he will not bring himself to commit that factual absurdity? Aaron will never do that. That is why he switched this whole conversation to about insults and all of those things in public office. Do you know what Aaron forgot in all of that? He forgot that Afenyo Markin is also holding a public office. And the same standards of conduct which he's expecting from, Mr. Sammy Jemfi, is expected from Afenyo Markin as well. So he ignored the fact that minority leader position is a private office. It's a public office as well. And on the last thing.
The whole
claim that the BOG is withdrawing support for the Gold Board because of losses, that is untrue. In 2024, when losses were made, $400 million, was it Gold Board? It's the policy design that they were operating that is the cause of the loss. $400 million was. And you know that throughout the domestic gold purchase program, there has never been a time where they recorded any profit. It has always been losses.
Right, Julius, thank you very much. Julius Kwame Anthony, there, speaks for the Interior Ministry. He heard from Aaron, a Asiedu Entry. And then, Aaron, I'm very sorry. We just have to cut it there. You see the lady, the beautiful lady standing on my neck. Yeah, so. And then Richmond Akpa was on, and I think we had a challenge with his connection. We'll fix it. And then we'll. But this is the conversation that will continue to go on. Up next is Andy Dusty with the library, right? And then tomorrow on Newsfile at 8 a.m., you don't have to miss out. Big conversation on all the national issues. You can be rest assured that this conversation will be continued with something like the Anjini at 8 o'clock here. My name is Kweku Asante. We'll see you again same time on Ghana Connect next week, Friday, at 6 o'clock p.m. right on this dial. Don't go anywhere.
Malaria, a 3D film, no not now, we're going to talk. Malaria, too. We're going to pull. What's in the day? I want the old. No not. And that back home. No not. And that me and no. No not. And that me and son. No not. And one on one. No not. Scatter malaria. Lonat is kata malaria.
A quality product from Bless GVS Pharma. Yen shishemu mu se malaria wa umojem ansana wanum lona. Na nami ensech na malaria no dasu wa kohu dokota.
This advert is FDA approved.
Keep out of reach of children and report all side effects of this medicine to your healthcare provider or to the FDA using the Med Safety app.
Something big is coming. The Republic Bank Joy News Habitat Fair 2026. Change is here. Get ready for the Republic Bank Joy News Habitat Fair 2026. Your gateway to home ownership and exciting property opportunity. But first, don't miss our mini fair at the Achimota Mall, happening on Friday 21st to Sunday 23rd August 2026. Come and explore amazing offers, connect with industry experts, and take the step towards owning your dream home. For sponsorship and exhibition, call Selassie on 0233-233-444. The Republic Bank Joy News Habitat Fair is in partnership with Republic Bank. We are the one for you and sponsored by MTN. Everywhere you go, Doormaster, the best indoors, Ayuda, Ghana's number one services app, App Bako, Services Bibri, Western Villas, where dreams meet reality, Sea Techie Ghana Limited, keeping Ghana powered day and night, Saint Gobain GH, making the world a better home, Syntex Tank, AS Strong, Air Tough, Interplast, we make sure water reaches you, even space, Clifton Homes, beautiful homes, wise investments. The Republic Bank Joy News Habitat Fair 2026, home ownership, a lifetime investment. The Republic Bank Joy News Habitat Fair, get a house, make it a home.
Mm-hmm. the church will rise as the highest of all the mountains, and saviors will be raised in the church to deal with the world system. And let it be now. We need to have a national focus. We don't have to lose this ambition, or else we work against the Great Commission.
They are equipped in righteousness, the agenda to possess the nations. Welcome to an equipping center of the word and prayer on Pentecost Hour.
Pentecost Hour comes to you on Joy 99.7 FM every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Hits FM on Mondays at 5:30 a.m. and Joy Prime TV on Saturdays at 7 a.m.
You know the football season is back. When your baba suddenly knows more than Ateta, your trotro mate starts explaining tactics, and your auntie who calls every player Ronaldo now knows Haaland and Mbappe. Suddenly everyone is a coach, man. It's on. Come for the football only on Go TV. Subscribe on Go TV Super Plus and watch all the games on Go TV. Go TV, love it.
Corporate Ghana, are you ready? The biggest gathering of Corporate Ghana is back. It's time for the Joy Sports Invitational 2026, where competition meets networking, fun meets fitness, and champions are made. Battle it out in football. Take your shot in the thrilling CEO penalty shootout. Test your speed in the lime and spoon race. Laugh your way through the unisex sack race. Pull together in the tug of peace. Show your accuracy in the female penalty shootout. Flex your strength in the arm wrestling, and enjoy many more exciting activities. Join us on Saturday, 29th August 2026 at the University of Ghana Stadium. We kick off the day with a high-energy aerobic session from 6 a.m. So come early, warm up, and get ready for an unforgettable day. Ready to register? Call or WhatsApp Slevin on 0242-376445. The Joy Sports Invitational Tournament 2026 is proudly sponsored by Toyota, Superior Quality, Minerals Commission, the regulator of the mining industry in Ghana, Ayuda, Ghana's number one services app, Abaco, Services Bibri, Latex 4, your partner for life. Joy Sports Invitational 2026. Let's compete, connect, and celebrate the true spirit of Corporate Ghana.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Keep the frequency clear.
99.7.
It's the life. Did he hear that? Oh, Chalenda Vuma, the text start the show, said everything lost. I mean, the way I said, well, God, today break it. Oh, Charlie, too much work. Who's that? I don't like it when I dilute this show. Not at all. Yeah, because it is my baby, and I cherish and pamper it so much. It's the library. Welcome to the show, folks.
This is the library.
Most definitely. Tell them more. Here, what do we do?
In the library, we don't disturb.
That's right. So all you got to do is just shush and listen. That's it. The teacher is here. I'm here to present the library. My name is Andy Dusty. As y'all know, every Friday, I am here to discuss the catalog or works of music producers. And we are here again with yet another interesting edition. So welcome to the program, people. Welcome. My name is Andy Dusty. Production by DJ Bridash, Nana Kwame Lobby, Fly Nemo Boy, DJ Fantastic, and Biggie. Well, here we are. Last week, we discussed production of, or the catalog of, music producer Quick Action. So, shall we get back into it? Well, last week you heard the voices of Prince Bright. You heard works of Samini. You had voices of Kwal Kese. You had works of Okonfor Kwade. Who else? Hey, darling. Okay. So, there was a song I played that got my that got my elders laughing all through and through. I think that was the work of Kwakese. Anyway, today you'll be hearing voices. Now, I want you to pay attention because, well, there are a lot of shocking revelations coming up. Listeners, I think one of the words that got people talking was with Samini, right? Now, yesterday there was something I saw, I think an article engineered by DJ Fantastic. The Fantastic had to put me in some tough time. But finally, now quick action talking about spending a year recording Samini's other track. Fantastic, come here. Come. We've never heard you talk on radio. Do you speak on radio at all? Come, sit down. How are you? At least your mom will hear you speak today. How are you? Nice. Speak up. Is this how you talk? No. Speak up, man. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Nice. Right, so you did a story on music producer Quick Action, mm-hmm. talking about
spending a year. Recording.
Yes. In due time, I'll be talking to the producers of the show so they explain or express how, I mean, the kind of troubles you go through when putting out such articles and then the backdoor stories. Yes. What do you think, or what is your biggest challenge as a producer for the library?
See, we're getting the sounds to put the story together. Because that's what delayed everything.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how come I took you through a tough time. It wasn't intentional.
Okay.
Getting the sounds became...
All right. We're going to put out the... Flying Mobile, is it out? Is the link out? Is it out already? Okay, cool. So it's out already. DJ Fantastic and thank you very much for coming. Fantastic. Flying My Boy. They're going to put out the link so you get to click on it and read further. But music producer Joseph Appiah, popularly known as Quick Action, has disclosed that he spent over a year recording Samini's Odo track. Speaking in an interview with Andy Dusty on The Library, the music producer revealed that a lot of work was needed on the song to make it one of the best. Now, here is Quick Action discussing Samini on The Library. In case you've just tuned in, get on Twitter, tweet with the hashtag The Library. Hashtag #Thelibrary. All right? And I'm going to read on air. Here is Quick Action discussing Samini.
Samini happens to be one of my favorite musicians because we both appreciate each other as far as music is concerned. Working with Samini from the beginning, I was asked to produce instrumentations for him so that we pick the best out of those productions. So that was where I did the first reggae for him. That's the Music Make Me Survive. We created a sample of Odo. We did a track called Odo Fache Repatriation, and so many tracks. And fortunately, he got the instrumentation, and he was so amazed, and he said, "Yo, Quick Action, I'm for it." So we got together and we started, working on them one after the other, especially the Odo. That gave him the mobile for the first time. Yeah, so Samini is a brilliant musician, very focused and determined. His vocal delivery on point, his choice of melody lines, his choice of words, the timing. When he gets to the studio, it is seriousness throughout. There's nothing like we are sleeping. We're working to get the details of whatever we want to achieve musically. So our relationship grew time after time. That was how we produced the MTN Everywhere You Go commercial, the biggest one of the biggest, across the globe. So, Samini is a musician I love and I appreciate as well. Yeah.
It's the library with Andy Dusty.
Worked on songs with Samini. Now let me also put this on record that I've been trying so hard to reach Samini and it delayed for 2 weeks. Two solid weeks. Mind you, Samini had already contributed to this program when I discussed JQ, right? Samini discussed it. And so he claimed he had been tight with something. That just 5 minutes of his time, he couldn't lend me those 5 minutes. But, and yes, made it clear and even told me that, oh, you remember some time ago when you needed me, I was there. So, well, I needed to pardon him for that. But at least 2 weeks, it delayed production for 2 weeks. But I needed to move on. And so that's why you're not hearing Samini speak. Still on Samini, working with Quick Action. They came up with a powerful reggae tune.
Oh, music make me survive.
It's The Library, yeah. With Andy Dusty.
Oh, my music keeps me alive. Oh, yeah.
This is it. Ba-na-na-na-na.
Your tweets at Andy Dusty at Hits 1039 FM hashtag The Library. I'm gonna read your tweets on air once I see them on Facebook and Instagram at Andy Dusty GH.
Without a hit, imagine that. A thousand demos with not even a single beat. I wonder if things are ever gonna be real. Only I and I alone know how it feels to walk through the day with not even a single beat. All I got is my sound and my rhythm. I'm moving forward, watching no criticism. I'm moving far, far away from the system. One man soldier, dreadlock master. Me no watch no fears, only joy is my master. Hungry. And I say music is my water when I'm thirsty. And until I hit the Grammy, I am never gonna stop. Even when the beat stop, I'm a
man with a focus never flop. Bomb still the hole. Listen loud and clear. Say, a man can't live without no music. And the music can't exist without the music, man. Man makes the music and music makes the land proper rhythm. Definitely hit number one, yeah.
Powerful reggae tune, eh? Very powerful song. How old was Samini when he was cooking all of these songs? The lyrics alone, Charlie, wicked tune there. Wow. But, I mean, Quick Action sound, it's totally different. His sound is extremely different. What software does he use?
I use softwares such as Cubase, Nuendo, Pro Tools. We have many other plugins that we use in production. So basically, these are some of the softwares that I've been using all these years.
Some producers have people mixing their songs. Who mixes your productions?
I mix almost 70 to 80% of my productions.
Wow, I see. Okay. Now, I want to discuss productions that you did and others worked on. I know that, well, there are certain productions that you may work on, but people or other productions or producers may come in to help. Now, I want your listeners to pay attention to this. Some of the songs that you worked on but were mixed by other producers or sound engineers.
Yes, of course, I've done a lot of productions where other sound engineers mixed those songs. For example, I did an album for Cindy Thompson at Master Mix Studios, where Sami Hawani did all the mixing and mastering and everything for Cindy Thompson's cover in Yankopon album. Yes.
Okay.
And these are some of the songs on the album.
Okay.
And yes, I was satisfied with the outcome. Yeah. Then again, I did Umri Pemu. Umri Pemu. Geni Pantia Siena. Yeah. Umri Pemu. Yeah, I did that production also for Jane and Bernice at Sami Hawani Studios. That's a Master Mix Studios. Yes, of course, I was satisfied as well. Then I did Nana Kwame's. That song also was mixed by Zap Mallet, but produced by Quick Action. Then I did Soldier in Action. I did also those songs and those productions, and also recorded by Zap Mallet and mixed. I was also satisfied with that one as well. I did Kwani Kwani, Wope, where Ruru also did the mixing. I think including Fefenefe, yeah. He did the vocals and the mixing as well. So, yeah, I was satisfied. Yeah.
I see. Now, I need you to pay attention to this. Immediately, Quick Action mentioned this to me, that he produced the Asem Sebe song. Nana Kwame had been in London for years. Well, I meet him each time I travel or each time he comes down. I got closer to Nana Kwame and asked him that Quick Action produced these songs. Well, Nana Kwame does not even remember. Well, he said all he remembers is that Zap Mallet did the production. You see, the essence of the library show. Nana Kwame said he doesn't remember anything anyway, but all he remembers is that some of Zap's boys are in the studio, well, recorded the vocals, but all he knew was that Zap Mallet did all the works in there. Well, we had to get to the bottom of it. But it's Nana Kwame's song, Asem Sebe. Quick Action claims he produced it and Zap Mallet mixed it here on the library.
Die, oh, baby, I go die, oh.
Okay. Well, that's it with Quick Action talking to us about songs that he produced but were mixed by some producers or sound engineers. Okay. One of my interests is songs that producers produce but fail to become a hit. Let's find out from Quick Action if he worked on a song that he tipped to be a big hit but couldn't be a big hit.
I tipped Samini's Rainbow song on the Untamed album to be a global hit. Unfortunately, there wasn't too much airplay for that song, and it hurts me because that is a global standard production, very well composed song, and vocal delivery, instrumentation on point. But then, who knows? It may still become a global hit sooner or later. Yeah.
Radio, hashtag the library. Nana Kwesi says, Quick Action! Nice. I can feel the screams in the tweets. YGH1 says, my boss Quick Action is right with the production of Nana Kwame. As I'm saying, the thing is, Zap heard some productions from Quick and make contact with him on feature programmings. At Maximum 1747 says, the king of the airwaves is on. It's time for the library, and I'm on board like Marley and the Whalers, folks. What are you waiting for? Shh. In the library, no disturbances. At Big Pedro 00, how Samini does timeless music must be studied, and that Quick Action guy. Why doesn't he produce beats again? The way I love Samini, eh? I can take bullet for him, eh? I have his fix everywhere on my phone. Samini is my mini god. Olasti says, The library with Andy Dusty. Why? Small SRC president Samini Chop is too busy to speak to Andy on the library show. Boy. Yeah. At Reality says, is the library live with the one and only Andy Dusty? Shush. True Story Wavy says, Samini is the GOAT. End of discussion. Hashtag the library. Okay. Olasti says, it's about to go down with more revealing and more shocking stories behind most of the hit tracks we know from Quick Action with our very own Akwesi Karen. Okay, let's continue. Are you aware that Sarkodie worked with Quick Action, Back in 2007, Sarkodie worked with Quick Action. Here's Quick Action talking about working with Sarkodie.
Sarkodie. Yes, with Sarkodie, he was always on time. And I remember he would be coming with his right-hand man, Angel Town. They have this headset on and bag on, and they always come to the studio like military men. Very focused. And also came through, he also came through Dr. Duncan, and we worked together, and that was his first collaboration with Castro, Infoni, a very beautiful track. From the first day I met you. From the first day I met you. I just say, it was so touching and very inspirational how Castro sang with his high pitches, and Sarkodie did the rapping, his rap style on point and very fast and dynamic, and he was so on point, and I felt, in love with his vibe. Yeah, very disciplined. I never saw him with a woman or smoking or drinking, and I saw music burning inside of him, and that was fantastic. He is musically sound, very brilliant act. Yes.
Charlie, listen to this. I might make you don't laugh. Oh, we
we'll be right back.
Sarkodie working with Quick Action and Castro. Quick Action talks about working with Castro here on the library.
With Castro, I started, recording a reggae album with him. Then he disappeared. But previously, I had already done some collaborations with him and other artists. Yes, as at that time. Yeah.
So speaking of Quick Action, Parkesi worked with Quick Action and Castro. So, I asked Parkesi how Castro appeared on the song.
Initially, the chorus was supposed to be that part was supposed to be sung by Jagu, who was my guy. He was the one who was supposed, because, you know, we were two. It was me and him at the time. We did everything. We go everywhere together. We, you know, so if I need somebody to sing, Jagu was the one. So he was supposed to sing that side. But when we go to the studio, when we go to Quick Action's studio, Quick Action suggested that Castro can sing it better, because at that time Castro was all over the place. And so we called Castro and he agreed to come to the studio right away. And okay, that was how it happened.
Right. Now last week, Parkesi told the story of how he had the song, The World. Now, it looks like a lot of people didn't really catch the vibe, because I didn't see people talking about it. Someone just drew my attention. Now, here is Parkesi with the untold story of the song, The World.
This song came about after I did my first song that blew me out. That was All Your Nonsense. It was on Opera Force Execution Diary compilation. And I did that song, and after that, I did another song on Hammer's Sounds of Our Time. That is Kwa Kwa. Mato Kwa Kwa. Ey. Kaka Ka De Kaka. Onini Asia Don Samba. After I recorded these two songs for Obra Force compilation and Hammer's compilation, Execution Diary and Sounds of Our Time, respectively, things became worse. You know, here am I, my music is, I have the number one song in the country, and nobody even knew it was my song. You know, I couldn't even afford Trotro. Sometimes I have to walk, you know, from Ashaiman all the way to North Cape and back. And I would take Trotro and I would be sitting in Trotro sometimes, and my song would be playing and people would be jamming. And how do I even tell them it's my song? So here am I, my song is on the radio, number one. I have number one songs playing on the radio, and I am nobody. I don't even have money to buy food to eat. And I felt like all this work that I have put in, at least I should be hearing something from Obra Force. I should be getting something from Hammer, but I wasn't getting anything. And these people were, you know, like enjoying, you know, it was crazy. So I remember one time, me and my guy, Jagu, you know, then we were around Titanic Beach. I was reminiscing about, or thinking about all these things going on, my songs playing, and I can't even come out and say it's my song, because the songs were bigger than me. If you see the song, how people are jamming, and me coming to say it's my song, you know, it was going to be some way. So I was always hiding, and, you know, you know, the song just came into my mind, like, Charlie, So it was a song that I was singing to motivate myself, you know, that at least, you know, we are still here. We're still not gonna stop working, you know. But that's the whole motivation behind the song. There was an anger at the time. Say my song is all over the place, and Charlie, man, they suffer, and somebody they chop from our sweat, and that's how the song came about.
Wait a minute, the Parkesi say he was angry Did you say you were angry or it was anger that triggered the song, the world?
Yeah, there was an anger, as I said earlier. You know, I was pissed that if my songs are number one in the country and I can't even afford a single meal, it was hard, Charlie. So I was really pissed. There was anger. I was really angry.
Big question. Quick action.
All right, listeners.
Wow, Citizy. 2000.
It's the library with Andy Dusty.
This one is Unbreakable, featured Kwesi Otin, and we did You Fight For Me, a reggae tune featuring Shasha Mali. She's an easygoing person, a spirit-filled, personality. When you're working together with you could 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 personality. When you're working together with you could
get to hear it only on the library.
It's the library with Andy Dusty.
All right, now how about the studio experience working on the song Unbreakable?
With the studio experience with Quick Action has always been amazing. He understands. He has a lot of experience when it comes to working with artists. So it was so easy. And for me, that wasn't the first time working at the studio. So it's so amazing. Working with him is amazing. That's all that I can say.
Okay, but how did you get the song? And how did Kwesi Otin even appear on the feature?
Unbreakable.
And how did Kwesi Otin even appear on the feature?
Unbreakable.
And how did Kwesi Otin even appear on the feature?
Unbreakable.
And how did Kwesi Otin even appear on the feature?
Unbreakable.
And how did Kwesi Otin even appear on the feature?
Unbreakable. I invited him to come and help me with that particular song, and he quickly came in and we did it. And by the grace of God, it came up very, very nice.
Hmm. All right. Here is Kwesi Otin also sharing his first encounter with Quick Action.
The first time I met him, of course, Kewa had told me a lot of good things about him, and I had heard a lot of his songs on radio, and so it was an honor and a great time meeting him and also working with him. I was excited and happy to meet him. It was just a great privilege having that opportunity.
If that's the case, what inspired you?
Well, I think at the time, he was one of the leading producers in the country, and he came tops when Mahima Mercy decided she wanted somebody to produce the track that she wanted to feature me on. And so basically that was the motivation. Of course, he was one of the best leading producer, an amazing guy. And so, I mean, he came tops when Mahima Mercy decided he wanted me on a song, and that was a song, and it was a great opportunity meeting him.
Well, Mahima Mercy just shared a studio experience. Do you mind sharing yours?
Our studio experience was amazing. A very professional guy. I remember